More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, miscommunication. Getting your wires crossed, we're going to help you communicate more effectively with all the people in your life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, miscommunication. Relationships can be tough, especially when we get our wires crossed. And if you and someone you care about are struggling to see eye to eye, if conflicts and arguments with someone are getting you down, if you're trying to get through to somebody who just won't listen, or maybe somebody you care about is accusing you of not listening to or caring about them. Let us help you break through those barriers caused by miscommunication and help you live in peace with all the people in your life. The number, 877-573-7825.
It's awful. It's awful. Let's be real. When we're in a situation where we cannot communicate well with somebody, it's frustrating. It destroys relationships. The hurt is so hard to unravel at times. It's just so difficult for all of us. And we know on top of it, or at least if we're tuning in here, we might have an intuitive sense of the fact that as Christians, we have the extra layer of we're supposed to be developing godly relationships with people, building communities of love with people. And then we have these awful miscommunications that injure those relationships, that keep us from being able to do what we know we're called to do. And that hurts even more, and that becomes even more entangled. And I think one of the things that is difficult about miscommunication is the untangling of it all, because then we get into the, well, you said this. No, I didn't. I said that. Well, but you said that thing, and you're saying, no, that's not what I said. And then you go back over the history of it all, which brings up other history, because you have to prove that the person has always been this way from the moment they entered the stratosphere of the earth. And it all gets very blown up emotionally. It all gets difficult. Then, of course, we talk to the people closest to us to, and I'm putting this in air quotes here, get their advice and help. Then they get pulled into it. You get the scenario, because there's probably not a whole lot of us on the planet who haven't experienced this in some way, shape, or form. And I will be honest, I'm seeing a rise of this right now. Why? Because important events that we haven't been able to attend in quite a long time are coming up. And suddenly, we're getting in touch with those relatives and friends who we are inviting to the graduation, the wedding, the shower, the whatever that is that's happening. You know, the family reunions that are starting to happen now that things are opened up. And people are getting invited. And suddenly there's this record scratch of, do I really want them there? Remember what they said? I don't want to have to deal with that again. It's going to get heated. And I'm seeing this more and more of people miscommunicating over getting together, how to do this, on and on. If any of this sounds like something that might be coming around the corner in your life, or has maybe slapped you right upside the head, let's untangle all of this. Let's help you get better skills to effectively deal with communicating well and dealing with those miscommunications in a way that brings healing. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Doesn't matter whether it's your spouse, your kids, young kids or adult kids, family members, co-workers, communication is tough with everyone. Let us help you break through those barriers of miscommunication and start to see eye to eye. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And for folks who aren't aware, the Theology of the Body was St. John Paul's series of reflections on what it means to be a Christian disciple in the modern world, and how we can begin to discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design of our body and mind.
And the Theology of the Body reminds us that the primary work of building the kingdom of God involves building real communities of love between us and the other people that share our lives, as I was, you know, saying. Ultimately, it's good communication between people that builds strong communion with people. Likewise, as the story of the Tower of Babel tells us, miscommunication is the result of the fall. In fact, the Tower of Babel is really the story of how original sin that ruptured the original unity of Adam and Eve spread to the rest of the world. As Christians, it's our primary job to build the kingdom of God. And we do that primarily by learning to be good communicators with all the people in our life and foster good communication between us and all that, those people in our lives.
Learning to avoid miscommunication in the first place and work through it when it happens is actually one of the most important skills a Christian disciple can learn. You know, the most important step in dealing with miscommunication is actually to practice what St. Ignatius called the art of charitable interpretation. Now, when we hear that, charitable interpretation, we think it means letting things slide. And it doesn't actually mean that at all. When we talk about the art of charitable interpretation, it means giving someone the grace, the space, and sometimes the help that they need to express themselves more clearly or more charitably or more productively. So instead of assuming an offense, or for that matter that the other person is crazy or just a plain old garden variety idiot, the art of charitable interpretation challenges us to assume that there's just a miscommunication. And rather than reacting, we respond to that miscommunication by asking questions that lead to greater clarity and ultimately the communion we're called to live in. So kind of the takeaway from this, right, is that feeling of frustration or irritation or confusion when we're miscommunicating with somebody is not a sign that we should call that person out, not at first anyway. It's a gentle kind of nudge from the Holy Spirit saying, ask more questions. Let's get to a deeper understanding here. Let's assume that either they're not saying what they mean to say the way they need to say it, or you're not hearing what they're saying in a way that you need to hear it. Let's step back and work through this together. So we see miscommunication, you know, not as a point of frustration so much as a call to communion. A call to listen and ask and seek better understanding. Now, that sounds great on paper.
I mean, I can just see in my mind's eye everybody kind of nodding sagely. Oh, yes, that's very
wise. Or rolling their eyes because, you know, we don't know that person, right?
Right? And either way, the underlining is, well, how in the world do we do that? Because we are kind of prone to what you were saying first, which is that letting things slide is our version of everybody's version of charitable interpretation. Oh, we make excuses for them. Oh, they had a hard day. That's why they were just vicious at dinner. Oh, they're going through a lot. We even try to get that kind of, oh, just let it slide from the people who have offended us. Oh, I'm sorry, I had one too many drinks. Oh, I'm under so much stress. Oh, you don't know what I'm going through. Just let it slide. Let's not address this. Actually, real charitable interpretation, that being able to say, all right, maybe this person isn't outright evil, let's work on how to communicate well, is really hard to do. It's very difficult as emotions rise. It's very difficult as things get complicated. And if that's what's going on for you or someone you know, we're here to help you figure it out today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Are you having arguments with your spouse that are really undermining your peace, either in general or just today? Are you having conflict with someone you care about, and it's really getting under your skin? Are you and someone that you have to deal with on a regular basis just not able to get through that particular topic, concern, or issue? Or do conversations between you and that other person just break down all the time, no matter what you do? Let us help you find peace and create communion through better communication. Today on More to Life, what are those issues? What are those topics? Who are those people that you're having a hard time communicating effectively with? 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Word that brings everlasting life. And so we ask you to help give us the words to create communion between us and the people that share our life. Help us, Lord, in the face of those frustrations and hurts and miscommunications and confusions, to break through whatever obstacles are stopping us from truly hearing and understanding each other and working together for each other's good, for the good of our relationships, and for your greater glory. Help us in all situations to not respond to miscommunication with anger or frustration or by lashing out or shutting down. Instead, help us to bring those challenging conversations to you and lead us step by step through the confusion to the point where we can truly understand, respect, love each other, and work together to find the answers that will help us be truly one in you. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Miscommunication. Are you getting your wires crossed with someone you care about or someone you just have to deal with? Let us help you break through those barriers and communicate more effectively. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Jackie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Idaho.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. Thank you for having me today. I am dealing with a situation that's very clear based on what you're discussing this morning, that I'm struggling with communication with my husband in specific regards to difficulty with his ex-wife. And I cannot seem to communicate to him what my needs are.
So what's the situation, Jackie?
So we've been married now for 5 years, together for six. He has two children with his ex-wife. And immediately into our dating relationship, his ex-wife started causing issues. Very, very inappropriate comments to me, text messages to me, and it's gone on the entire relationship, and it still continues to this day. I mean, everything from we'll be at a, you know, a little football game for his son, and she's making faces at me at the game, texting him at the game saying, you know, why do you bring her here? She has no right to be here. Telling the kids that they need to hate me and need to not listen to me. Her family does the same thing. So anyways, it's a big, big issue.
Yeah, that's
and it's
hard.
Gone on for years and years. Yeah.
So what is it that you're trying to communicate to your husband, and where do you think things are breaking down?
Well, he says, you know, we just had a recent event a couple of weeks ago, and basically the issue that I have is obviously I'm struggling with how to process this, how to deal with this. Because of so many years of it, I guess I'm just over it. And I don't want to deal with this for the rest of my life. And granted, the children will grow up and it may change a little bit when we're no longer dealing with her. I understand that. But in the interim, it's painful for me. It's frustrating for me. And it has caused a wedge so deep that the children don't want anything to do with me for the most part, or him for that matter. And I think he's resentful of me. And so I try to express, like,
your husband is resentful of you?
Yes, absolutely.
So how, I guess I'm trying to understand. So how is he resentful of you then? What would he say the problem is?
Well, at this point in time, he's just been extremely bitter for a long time. He does not, I don't know, we've been separated, twice because of the situation, because I don't want to be treated that way, and he doesn't want to do anything about it.
Well, what would you have him do? I guess that's the question, because I don't see that there's much that he could really
do.
Is there something that he could do?
I don't know what the answer is.
There's nothing he can do. The answer, honestly, is that you're going to have to learn to deal with this gracefully, that both of you are. And I'm not sure what his response in all of this is. But, you know, this is a very painful thing. I don't mean to... it's extraordinarily painful for you to be in this situation. I don't mean to take anything away from that. I do empathize. But the ex-wife's treatment of you has less to do with you than it does to do with her own pain and the breakup of the relationship. I don't have time to get into kind of the history here and how you guys got together and, you know, married in the church or any of that stuff. But let's deal with the, you know, the interactions that are going on here. You know, there's nothing your husband can do to make her stop, right? The only thing you guys can do is learn to rise above it and be gracious in the face of it. And the angrier you get about it, the more that's going to drive a wedge between you and your husband and the kids. Now, I don't know if your husband is, you know, responding respectfully to you and really trying to hear your concerns and work through things, or not. But you know, however that plays out, there are two things I want to leave you with before we have to go to break. Number one is there's really nothing either of you can do to make her stop doing this, and so the best thing that you can do in this situation is kill her with kindness. And really be the better person. As hard as that is, that's what this is going to take. Secondly, if this has brought you guys to the point where you've separated twice about it, you need to be seeking professional marital help, because clearly neither of you has the resources that you need to deal with this situation, not in a graceful and effective way, and you need to be getting ongoing professional help to learn those skills, or it'll be the end of this relationship as well.
And then she wins. You know, if you say, well, I'm going to keep on fighting this, I'm going to keep getting irritated, I'm going to keep demanding that he do X, Y, and Z, even though I don't know what that really is that would help, she's winning. She's causing enough conflict in your marriage that she can break up your marriage, and then she gets to win. So fight back by doing the kinds of things that Greg is saying.
That's
please.
As painful as it is, you know, this is one of those times where we need to kind of join that suffering to the suffering on the cross of Christ and say, okay, Lord, teach me how to respond to this in a way that brings out the best in me, the best in my husband, and the best in this
in our marriage as
well. And the best in this other woman. Because I don't want to allow this to make me a bitter and angry person. Jackie, I'm very sorry that you're having to deal with this, but this really is the only way through it. And anything else you do is just going to tear up your own life. Thanks for the call. We got to go to break. When we come back, we are taking your calls about dealing with those difficult situations regarding miscommunication. If you and someone you care about are having a hard time seeing eye to eye, let's talk through what's getting in the way of you communicating effectively and find the answers you're looking for. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. When we come back, more with your calls, plus we'll be joined by Jacob Popchak, who is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, who'll be sharing some insights on how to not react in the face of miscommunication. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when we continue.
Location, location, relocation. Studies show more than a third of college students transfer, and half of those do it more than once. He reminds us of St. Augustine's quote, "Our souls are restless until they rest in thee." At Ave Maria University, we challenge this group to visit us, stroll down our palm tree paths, spike a shot on our sand volleyball court, or partake in an outdoor devotion. There's a reason when students visit Ave Maria, they tend to stay. Ave Maria University, your relocation destination. Visit avemaria.edu.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
As Catholics, we are called to protect life at every stage, but our culture continues to impose threats against the sanctity of life, making the pro-life cause the preeminent social issue of our time. But there is hope. The Christ Medicus Foundation and CMF Curo have partnered with one of the country's leading health care ministries to provide Catholics with a pathway to pro-life, Christ-centered health care. Support the culture of life and learn more about CMF Curo at MyCatholicHealthCare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthCare.com.
Do you wish you could have discussions about difficult topics with your adult children? If so, don't worry. You're not alone. Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak. And our new book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, can help you draw closer to your adult children and help guide them on the path to more faithful and meaningful lives.
You can get our latest book and all of our other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking about miscommunication today on More to Life. You getting your wires crossed? Let us help you communicate more effectively with all the people in your life at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Popchak. He is a TOB expert, author, illustrator, and pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. You can also check out his podcast, Created Things, which is a podcast for Catholic creatives, which he co-hosts with Father Gabriel Toretta. Hey, Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about miscommunication. How do we respond rather than react to those miscommunications in our life?
Well, 90% of the time in miscommunication, it's because, you know, one person says one thing and the other person hears or interprets what they said in a very, very different way because of the wounds that they're coming in with, because of any baggage that might be there, because of the chaos of the day. And so to start off with, you know, I always like to try to gauge to make sure that I've been understood by basically doing what I often jokingly refer to with my clients as repeating the pizza order, right? In the same way that you'd ask the person on the other end of the phone when you have ordered a pizza to repeat the order to make sure they got it right. You know, I encourage my clients to do that with their conversation partner, being able to say, hey, you know, just to be sure, tell me what you hear me saying. Or, you know, the reverse. If you are the one hearing thing, be able to say, okay, let me make sure I understand what you're saying, and then you sort of repeat it in your own words. But I don't just mean this in the most literal sort of repeating them verbatim kind of way. What we really want to do is encourage the other person or express ourselves again, if we are the one hearing the initial statement, to interpret what's been heard in our own words for the deeper meaning. So you might say something like, hey, you're reacting differently than I expected you would based on what I thought I was saying. Can you help me understand what I said meant to you so that I can clarify? Or you might say, if you were the person who heard the thing, hey, I really love you and I want to make sure I got it right, but this is what you're saying sounds like to me. There's a key part of that where you're kind of assuming a certain degree of humility. Whether or not you actually believe that you were the one who misheard or misspoke, you're sort of letting the other person off the hook for having to be defensive. I heard you. I don't have to blah, 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 right? And you're taking that posture of humility. You're assuming, hey, maybe I got something wrong here, but let me clarify. Let's seek to understand each other a little better. And 9 times out of 10, if you do that, the other person's going to come back and say, well, you said blank, 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 blank. And you're going to know immediately, oh, okay, this is what they heard me say. That's not what I meant to say at all. Let me clarify what I meant and apologize that I came off that way.
No, I think that everything that you're suggesting, you know, are things that, you know, we've either heard or thought about. I think you're going a little bit deeper than what most people think. But, you know, it all comes back down to the need to check that initial reaction to just lash out in response to what we think we heard the other person say.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think what that comes down to is that so often our conversations aren't about what we're talking about, right? We're not talking about the dog or the grocery store. We're talking about a race to be heard first. But if I want to make sure you feel heard first, then I don't have to win that race and I de-escalate the entire situation.
Jacob, I want to thank you for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about his work, you can go to CatholicCounselors.com. In the meantime, give us a call at 877-573-7825 and let's talk about those miscommunications in your life so we can help you build peace and communion through communication.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I'm operating on the gifts of the Holy Spirit when I don't feel well, even when I'm annoyed, when I'm down and out. During my recovery from an automobile accident, immense numbers of people wrote to me and sent me emails, 50,000, and they told me how helpful they thought my talks on EWTN were to them. I'm delighted, but I want you to know I'm nobody's fool. The talks that were helpful, the sentences that were helpful, the phrases that were helpful came from the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, and the styrofoam packaging came from me. I did that. And styrofoam doesn't amount to very much.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
I encourage you to look at a report that came out several years ago by Americans United for Life. It's called Unsafe. And this idea, it's something else that has been pushed out there by the media and by Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion organizations, that there are all these safety measures that were put into place when Roe versus Wade became legal. But as Father Frank Pavone and so many others say, abortion never, ever, ever changed, really. It went from the back alley to Main Street with little or no restrictions or protections. Many of the independent abortion facilities are less regulated than your local nail salon or hair salon. The fact that they have to, quote unquote, work on their messaging shows that we are making a difference.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
This is Dr. Greg Popchak. In a recent study, psychologists studied a virtue long held dear by the Catholic faith, humility. Humility isn't about negative feelings toward yourself. Rather, the study found that humility is comprised of traits such as sincerity, honesty, and thoughtfulness. But a second group of traits revealed something more about humility, that humble people are curious, bright, logical, and aware. Humble people spend time learning from other people.
And isn't that what the church has been teaching all along? That we require community to humbly arrive at holiness. Pride is an obsession with defining one's own path to fulfillment, hoarding one's gifts, and refusing to be open to learning from the experience of others. Humility, then, is the awareness that abundance can only be pursued by cooperating with others, sharing what one has with others, and learning from the experience of others. For more about developing healthy, virtuous habits that benefit your family and community, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today's show is titled Miscommunication. Are you getting your wires crossed? I mean, think about the last couple of days. Was there somebody that you got into it with? Someone you had a misunderstanding with, got into an argument with, someone who really misrepresented something that you said, someone who accused you of not listening or caring or understanding them. You're going to have to deal with that person again. Let us help you figure out how best to approach them at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Of course, you know, one of the things that help us overcome miscommunication is grace. And really bringing that situation to God. And if you're looking for an extra shot of grace, and you're in the Atlanta area or can get there,
I was going to say,
June
you
18th,
go.
The Atlanta Eucharistic Congress, Lisa and I are running the first ever family track at the Atlanta Eucharistic Congress. And it's going to be an amazing time for whole families. This isn't just for kids. This is for parents and kids to come together.
Yeah.
To discover how the Eucharist is the key to your Catholic HOM, Household on Mission. It's going to be an experience where we're going to have a great show. We're going to have Eucharistic adoration for kids and families. We're going to have interactive experiences. We've got the whole convention floor, and it's an amazing, amazing event. Thanks to the Holy Cross Family Ministries, who is sponsoring this. We've got convention planners who are designing really amazing interactive exhibits. It's going to be an awesome experience. So all you got to do is register for this. It's free, but you do have to register because we do have limited space. If you go to CatholicFamilyAtlanta.com, CatholicFamilyAtlanta.com, you can register for that event. And check it out. We hope to see you there June 18th.
If you've just been thinking, I wish I could find a way where my family could grow closer to Jesus and closer to each other and bring it home. Well, this is the event for you. So, as Greg was saying, if you're in the Atlanta area or you just want to come on down to Atlanta and experience an amazing weekend that will help you do just that, join us. CatholicFamilyAtlanta.com.
And we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 about miscommunication, those times when you just struggle to see eye to eye with the people in your life, and it's leading to conflict, arguments, disagreements, and other breakdowns in your relationship. Let's talk it out at 877-573-7825. Earlier, we got a call from Betty, who's listening to Ave Maria Radio in Michigan. She wasn't able to stay on the line, but she did have a question for us.
And she said that she wanted our advice for someone who doesn't open up when it's obvious that they're hurting or cannot get the words out. Now, I'm assuming that this is somebody in Betty's life rather than herself, the way the question was stated to Melissa. So we're just going to go with that idea. She's in relationship with somebody who just can't get the words out or open up.
So the way I'm taking this, all right, and it's difficult to not be able to ask those follow-up questions, but the way
And Betty, if you want to call back right now, we can get the details.
Is you see somebody who is just sort of pouting, right, and withdrawn and shut down, and you go to them and you say, hey, what's up? And they're like, I'm fine. Nothing. What are you talking about? What do you do? Well, it all depends, basically, on how this is playing out, okay? If they're not attacking you, right? If this is not stopping you in some way from, I'll get to that in a minute. Let's just say, all right, if you have somebody who's behaving that way, the best response, okay, is to say, well, look, I am here to listen to what you have to say when you can find the words to say it. But I can't play a game with you where I have to just sort of jump through the hoops and guess why you're so upset. It's clear that you are upset. There's no sense in denying it. But I need you to be the grown-up here and come to me and talk to me about it. And I promise you that I will listen. But in the meantime, I'm going to kind of go over here and live my best life. And I'm going to do my... Because here's the thing. You know, when somebody does that, most often what happens is they grew up in an environment where it wasn't safe or appropriate to go directly to somebody and say that they were hurting. Instead, they had a pout around, and that made the parent come to them and say, what's going on, honey? What's the matter, sweetie? Oh. And so their love language becomes pouting.
Yeah.
Right? That becomes the way they elicit love from other people. But that's a really unhealthy way to get that love. And so you can't just ignore it, because then you're seen as uncaring and insensitive, right? But you also can't play into that where you just draw it out of them, because it's emotionally exhausting and it's really unhealthy for them. So the only way forward with it is to say to them directly, look, I see that you're hurting. No, I'm not. I'm fine. So then step two is, well, okay, then if you're not hurting, then why are you moping around and looking miserable and, you know, making everybody else around you kind of miserable? I mean, clearly you're upset about something. And I want you to know that I see it, and I notice it, and I care that you're hurting, right? You're not judging them. You're not attacking them for it. You're not shaming them for it. You're saying, I see it, and I know it, and I care that you're hurting. It really breaks my heart that you're feeling this way. But I need you to come to me when you have the words, and I promise I'll listen to you, but I'm not going to play the game of chasing you down and jumping through the hoops and saying, oh, poor baby, what's the matter? I'm not going to do that, okay? Because that's not good for you or me. I'm going to go over here and do my thing, or I'm going to play with the kids, or I'm going to go, you know, whatever, right? And when you are ready to come and talk to me about it, you let me know, and we'll talk through this together.
Well, you can even say, you know, take some time, write it out if you need to on a piece of paper, but we need to, you know, get this handled, so you come when you're ready. You know, the other possible prospect here is that they're not pouting because they're trying to be, or even that they've been trained to be manipulative. They could just be flooded. They could have been raised in a household where it's really not okay to communicate at all. And suddenly there's something that needs to be talked through, and they just flood, and they just emotionally can't do it. And so that's when you also say, take the time. Maybe write out some of your thoughts on this so you don't feel so intensely overwrought about it. And then we can come back to it when you're feeling calmer and you've had a chance to process your thoughts. Because sometimes for somebody who's lived in either one of those kinds of upbringings, it's hard to sort your thoughts enough because of the flood of emotion that's behind them.
Now, you know, that said, you know, even though you don't want to be the person who's constantly dragging it out of them, there's nothing wrong with circling back, say, you know, a day later, if they're still doing this, saying, hey, have you had a chance to think a little bit more about that? I just wanted you to know I noticed that you're still upset, and I'm ready to talk about it whenever you are. That's okay. I mean, that's just showing basic concern. But you don't want to be the person who's constantly just pulling it out of them because it really is patently unhealthy. Now, if you're doing what I'm suggesting and the other person is, you know, basically a healthy person, eventually they're going to come out of that and they're going to come to you and say, yeah, you know, this is really hard for me, but here's the situation. Okay. And then you'll be able to work through it. And over time, they'll learn to just come to you because you've been so patient and understanding and inviting. If you find that they just kind of get over it and you never know what the heck happened, or they just keep staying in that pouting, withdrawing place, that's an indication that you need some relationship counseling. Because either that person doesn't have the skills to be honest with you, or that there's a hurt there that's preventing them from being honest with you, or you don't necessarily have the skills to deal with them appropriately. So in either case, there needs to be some counseling at that point. Right, but try these suggestions first, Betty, and if there's more that we can do for you beyond that, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. We're talking about miscommunication. It seems to me that conversations are breaking down more than ever. You know, we are living in a time where you can't just disagree with somebody. You have to be the enemy. Right.
And as soon as that happens, then you're canceled. You're cut out of that person's life. Mm-hmm. Getting communication right is more important than ever. And if you are struggling in your relationship with an adult child, with your spouse, with a coworker, with somebody in your parish, with a friend, whoever it is, and you really want to be that peacemaker, that person who doesn't just sweep it under the rug, but really is able to work through it with that other person, let us help you make that happen. The number to call is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 141, verse 3.
Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth, and keep watch over the door of my lips.
I'm just going to put that out
all over our house because I need it.
I saw that this morning. It was like it whapped me over the head like a 2x4. Like, I need this.
I need this reminder. And nowadays, it's also over my thumbs, right? You know, I'm not going to, you know, text out anything that's going through
Set a guard,
mind.
O Lord, over my thumbs.
Thumbs in my mouth and keep watch over the door of my communication. Yeah. Because it is so hard. And honestly, if you're dealing with a situation where you find yourself writing a text, going back over it, crafting it again, asking somebody's opinion, because there's somebody in your life that you know can be set off so easily, so you're even afraid to text them because you're afraid of what's going to happen and how they're going to take it. Join the club. It is tough these days. Everybody's emotional temperature is a little higher than it's been in a long, long time, and it makes communication more difficult. So give us a call. Let's work through it in your situation today. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
More to Life will continue with your calls right after this.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds do not, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
The EWTN home video highlight for May is The Heresies, Volume 1. The Catholic Church has fought against many heresies from the beginning, and these errors still infiltrate our culture today. Order your DVD at EWTNRC.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or call 1-800-854-6316.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 35 years of experience, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plans, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right. Well, my wife used Seton, some of our children. And I will tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. 27% higher on English and reading. It is a rigorous program. At least now, 1.3 million students are homeschooled. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Miscommunication. Are you and someone you care about struggling to see eye to eye? If you're having conflicts or arguments with someone and it's getting you down, or you're trying to get through to somebody who just won't listen, let's talk about it at 877 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Kathy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. I am married to a classic narcissist.
Now, when you say that, help me understand, like, has he been diagnosed? Have you been to a professional to look at that, or is that just...
No.
Okay. So what does he do that makes you feel that way?
Anything that conversation-wise that we have that may be a little confrontational, everything gets pushed back onto me. It's my fault. There's no ownership to any behavior.
So what would be a behavior that would trigger this kind of interaction?
There was, there's so many. I'm not sure where to start here. If there's dirty Kleenex left on the counter for whatever reason, and I may say something about it, well, why didn't I just pick it up if I saw it? Didn't mean to leave it there. It's my fault that it's still there because I'm the housewife, and just kind of very degrading type of interactions when it comes to conversation.
Okay. And this is just about everything, or are there certain times when this is more likely to happen than others?
No, I would say for the majority, it's most of the time. Yeah. I've learned how to cope with not getting into conversation with him for the majority of the time because it's just going to go nowhere.
Now, just think about this for just a second. Don't give me your kind of knee-jerk reaction to this, but is there ever a time when you're able to have a productive conversation where you're able to get him to see, you know, this, I have some responsibility in this, or I do need to change X, Y, or Z?
Yes, there is.
There is. Tell me about that. What's different about those times?
Well, I guess probably the fact that he is a drinker as well. We have some clarity when there's those non-drinking times, but for the majority of the time during any sort of drinking, obviously.
So what I'm hearing you say is he's not so much a narcissist as he is a problem drinker, that he either abuses or he's an alcoholic, one or the other. Yeah?
Yes, I would say that as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, and it's, but that's the, when you say that's as well, I mean, yeah, but the problem is if you don't identify that as the primary issue, then, you know, then you're not able to get the right kind of treatment. Okay. Because the real issue here is that when he's drinking, he's reactive, and that's, you know, unless you can get him to stop that until he stops the drinking, then he's going to be this way. And the narcissism that you're describing is, a product of the drinking behavior. It's there are people who are just narcissists without alcohol, but whenever the drinking is primary, that's what comes out. So if you're saying that, you know, he's able to have reasonable conversations with you when he's not been drinking, that's the primary problem. So that means that you need to start getting some professional help for yourself first, because the thing is, whether he's an addict or not, the problem with alcohol is that drinking and other, you know, and other addictive behaviors are never a problem for the person who does them. In fact, that person thinks that they're the answer, right? I cope with stress by drinking. I deal with this by drinking. Drinking is my answer, right? Drinking is the problem for everybody else, but not me. That's kind of the hallmark of what an addiction is. And that's why the addict has to hit bottom, quote unquote, because until it's a problem for them, they don't want to do anything about it. Because as far as they're concerned, they found the answer. What's your problem? Right? So you're going to need to learn to get professional help to figure out how to make this a problem. I don't mean that you have to, you know, hound him or hunt him or make this, that ends up turning you into codependent. And that's why I'm saying you need to get professional help, because it's tricky to figure out exactly how to set the right kind of boundaries when you're living with somebody like this. But you need to learn how to become that strong, prophetic woman of God who knows how to set the appropriate kinds of boundaries and really call out the right sort of issue here, so that you're getting the kind of help that you need to set the right deal. Because as long as you're just saying this, oh, well, he's a narcissist. The problem with that, I mean, it's true as far as it goes, but the problem with that is it just makes it a communication issue, or it makes it a relationship issue. But when you add the piece of the chemical issue here, that changes the whole dynamic, and you end up being codependent by learning how to just sort of get around it.
On top of it, he's probably, whether it's intentional or more likely just a reactive thing, attacking you in any way, shape, or form, the tissue example being one of those examples, in order to get you in a one-down position so you never do question his drinking. You never require him to take that step to get clean and sober and functional and behave well, because he's keeping you running around in circles over really dumb things, like which one of you is picking up the tissue, and he's manipulating you. As long as he can make you feel less than by these kinds of conversations, he's taking away any strength you have to be able to say, wait a minute, you have a problem with alcohol and your behavior, and we need to do something about it.
You know, the argument about the tissue, if it's about, you know, the drinking, then what ends up happening is, you know, what you really need to be saying is, this is what happens when you drink. Mm-hmm. You're not willing to have these conversations or take responsibility for your behavior, and it really breaks my heart that you love your alcohol more than you love me. Right? That's the next thing that you need to say. If it's just about the tissue, well, you know, that's a very different conversation, but that's not the conversation you need to be having. Right?
And I have to say that there's even part of somebody who's living in his dynamic that is so in love with the alcohol and so self-pitying that they rather you stomp off and say, I've put up with this long enough, I'm leaving, because, you know, X, Y, and Z behavior. And then they can say, oh, well, she just walked out the door. Now I can just sit and drink because look at how horrible she was. And now I, you know, need to be comforted. So here comes the alcohol again. So not doing that, not falling into the trap that he's setting for you, but getting the help that you need to deal with his alcohol issue and the behaviors that are around that will make you stronger, will make you a woman of God who can call him out on this stuff and be strong enough to walk through all of this in a way that offers him the invitation to get healthier.
Kathy, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here again or contact us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about how we can support you through this challenging situation in your relationship. We are talking with you today about miscommunication. We only have a couple of minutes, but let's go to Kathleen in New Jersey. Kathleen, welcome to More to Life. We don't have a lot of time, but what's your question for us?
Oh, yes. Hi. I'll try to make it very quick. Long story short, my little son's baby's baptism is this Sunday. We've been dealing with a lot of needless drama with my father-in-law, who's now in Florida. He has a new wife, and he tends to seem to not want to do many things with our family anymore. He's off, taken off with her family priority. So long story short, he said he wasn't going to come to the baptism for no reason. Then I guess he didn't feel like coming to the baptism, but he's coming a week later to go to his wife's grandson's birthday. So after many times of being dissed, my husband did write him a loving message because his father's the kind of guy, like you were talking about earlier, who seems to pout to want attention and not verbally communicate. So my husband wrote a loving message saying, you know, after a number of incidents over the last couple of years of being turned down to visit with us, this is kind of, you know, the ultimate straw that's breaking the camel's back that you can't come to our poor baby's baptism.
And what was the father-in-law's response?
His response was basically just a pouting thing, and had his wife, his new wife, write a message to my husband saying, you know, your message was very upsetting. And so anyhow, my husband said, let's know when we can talk. And so long story short, they played phone tag a little bit, and my husband Friday was going to call him, but it got late. We're very extremely busy. We have no extra hands to help us here with our kids. So my husband sent him a text saying, I'm sorry, we're not going to get to the call tonight. Please forgive me. We had a million things going on. Let's talk over the weekend. So long story short, my husband did call yesterday morning. My father-in-law did not answer. I guess he was out and about. He called many hours later, but at that time it was in the evening. My other little boy had just thrown up, so my husband simply...
Okay, I got 30 seconds. Here's what you need. You're doing too much work on this relationship. So it's really got to be up to... You need to send the message to the father-in-law that says, look, we get the feeling that you don't really want to make any effort to build this relationship with us. We love you. We would love for you to be part of our lives. But if you want that, then you need to reach out to us and let us know what that is. We're going to give you whatever relationship you want with us, and it's up to you to tell us what that's going to be. But you guys need to stop jumping through those hoops and trying to reach after him and chase after him to say, Daddy, come look at us. Daddy, come be with us. You know what I mean? That's a very painful thing to be in. But that's really what he's doing with the whole pouting thing, with this whole behavior. You need, in that letter, whether he's upset or not is beside the point. It's, look, we've done everything we can to try to have a relationship with you, and you keep sending us messages that you don't have the time for us and you don't have the desire to be in a relationship with us. So we will give you whatever relationship you want to have with us, and it's up to you to initiate that. We love you, and we'll wait to hear from you. Thanks so much. Kathleen, thanks so much for the call. And that's all the time we've got for today's program. If you are struggling with miscommunications in your relationships, let us help you find peace. Come check out the resources we mentioned today on the program at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can also learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's pastoral telecounseling practice and work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com, and then get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with God's grace, there really is so much more to life. God bless everybody. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.